Channel 2. The Liz Callaway Show. She's a one of a kind, and she's only found here. The new conservative alternative. Talk 94.5. Finally, you can start waking up on the right side of the bed again.
Good morning and welcome to the Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers on this Wednesday morning, February 24th. Yes, Nikki, you have something on your mind?
Tortilla chips.
Hey, listen, we need to get to the bottom of a few things. We have some things going on locally, some things going on around the country, and of course, CPAC is going on along the Florida right in Orlando. And so here to talk more about that is...
The world-renowned Tracy Beans, investigative journalist and radio host on The Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers, right now on Talk 94.5.
And here she is, Tracy Beans. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So listen, I was just talking about that. I was looking through the list of the CPAC meeting. Are you going to be there?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. All right. So tell us more about that and what you know and where can people watch and all of that.
Well, CPAC is at least for the past 4 years, has been absolutely fantastic because it's been, the Republican Party has been re-energized with very active, engaged, passionate American patriots who really want to, you know, see the country do well for everybody, not just Republicans, obviously. And so it's been really great. And this year, we were all kind of waiting around just like, waiting for them to announce if President Trump was going to speak. And then finally they did. They said he will be speaking on Sunday. And I will be there to watch that and hopefully, potentially, maybe be able to ask a couple questions if everything goes the way I'd like it to go. But
now, who's going to be in the audience? I mean, is it open to everybody that buys tickets to CPAC or is that like a separate ticket?
Oh, no, it's open to everyone who's bought tickets to CPAC.
That's great.
And, you know, I spend a lot of time when I'm there. There's a few panels that I'd like to see, but I spend a lot of time on Media Row just doing interviews and talking to folks about the state of where we are with media and how it's got to change and stuff like that. So I always have fun. It's a great time to get together with fellow activists and fellow conservatives and talk to them about what the future of the party looks like.
Absolutely. And the one thing that was really interesting is they're having a Ronald Reagan dinner and former Vice President Mike Pence is featured somewhere in one of the videos, but he is going to be noticeably absent. And some people are calling it a big mistake.
Oh, well, personally, I don't think it's a mistake. I think that's fine. You know, the Republican Party needs to come to grips with what their people want, what the base wants. It's opening its arms to people from, you know, moderates, to even people who've come from the left. And, you know, especially some of us tried and true investigators who did a lot of work into the election integrity issues. We know that I just interviewed Patrick Byrne on the podcast on Monday, and he told us on that interview that Pence was going to, as per Byrne, actually postpone the Electoral College for 7 days. On the 5th, he had come to that conclusion. That's what he was going to do. And then somewhere between 6:30 p.m. on the 5th to the day of, he changed his mind, and that makes people none too happy with him. So I don't know if the base is going to be very upset that Pence isn't there. And one of the complaints about CPAC has always been it's very establishment rhino-like in terms of its participants and things like that. But I really think they've done a good job of kind of trying to shift away from that a little bit. So we shall see.
All right. So we expect a full report next Wednesday. Are you going to be able to do that for us, I hope?
Of course.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. And where can people follow whatever you're doing at CPAC?
The best way to do that is just to go to linktree.com/uncoverDC and find my socials because it'll be on Gab, CloudHub, and probably Parler too.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, I wanted to talk to you about the local Horry County party and, you know, the state GOP. Now, you've become involved in some ways. I mean, I've seen some reports that you were speaking at different things. Now, there was a reorganization rally, you know, kind of to tell people what the reorganization was about. Don Baum mentioned it to us last week that it was happening Saturday. Tell us, were you there? Did you get to go?
I did. I did go and I did speak there because I think it's super important that the party belong to the people and people don't like the direction that we've been taking and they want to make sure they have a hand in crafting how that direction moves forward. And anybody anybody in the Republican Party currently in South Carolina should be welcoming this energy with open arms, not trying to push it out of view. They should be welcoming the energized patriots who want to take a stand in their local community and make sure that it you know, the party takes the path that the people deserve it to have. And it shouldn't be shunned. And I've been kind of stunned to see how, you know, the organization movement in this state has been kind of pushed off to the side as some, you know, not important thing, and everybody should work together. That's what we want to do. We want to work together. That's what we want to do. We want to be involved. I want to be involved. I want to make sure that there's integrity in the party. I want to make sure that things are going correctly. I want to have some say in what happens locally here in the state and nationally. So that should be embraced by everybody. It shouldn't be something that people are trying to stop. Information shouldn't be hidden from folks about where they can meet. Everybody should be embracing this. I just don't understand the kind of
are you saying that there are people that are not embracing it or trying to stop it?
In my brief experience, which has been brief so far, I have found that is in fact the case, and it's unfortunate, and it's very, very detrimental to unity moving forward. You know, instead of taking new people and looking at them as outsiders, which is what is typical, which is why a lot of people want to do this in the first place, talk to them, teach them, put your arm around them, nurture them, mentor them, let them take EC spots in their local area. Precincts are like 3,000 people. Let new people come in and occupy empty spots. Let new people come in, and if the population wants them there, to vote them to where they need to be.
So I just want to back up 1 second, Tracy.
Sure.
So let's just back up. Like, for me, I went to one of those meetings to vote for, you know, the new chairman or whatever. And I made a cross and I said, I'm never coming again, because it was the most buffoonish thing I've ever experienced in my life. I didn't even understand what was happening. There were people screaming at each other from the rafters, from the other side and this side, people standing up, people telling people to shut up.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Something funky went on with the count. We end up with, you know, co-chairs, you know, I don't know. And so then I just said, this is the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life. And it is actually no wonder why we have a whole bunch of rhinos that are in our councils and all over the place. So my question to you is, who do you believe, or who do you have proof to be in the way, and who is actually trying to cover up the reorg? You know, I mean, we had a conversation with the Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, and someone texted in a question about the upcoming reorganization meeting or whatever, and I didn't know about the thing that was happening Saturday. And she said, you know, there's a lot of splinter groups that are trying to distract you from the task at hand, and go to the right website. And she gave us some website / my local or get local, whatever it was. And it seemed like she was trying to say that go to the real source, not these other groups. Now, do you feel that was the group that you were with, was the other group?
I would assume so, because it's the only one that is doing this. And it's you know, the apple cart is very sturdy, and they don't want it upset. And I take that as an insult, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, the lieutenant governor should be excited that so many new people want to get involved, and not, you know, disparaging other people who are trying to take power into their hands to make sure their local communities are taken care of, and the GOP in South Carolina is reflective of its constituents.
Well, like they always say, well, if you don't like it, then why don't you come in here and do all this work, you know?
That's exactly right. And if you don't want it to be the most asinine thing that you've ever seen, there needs to be people that are going to take it very seriously, want the best for the party, want the best for this country, for lack of a better sentiment, moving forward. And I, you know, look, I'm sort of new into this. I'm not naming any names, Liz. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just know the general sentiment. I have to feel my way around in here. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you, I'm open to talk to anybody. So if there's anybody who wants to come and have a conversation about this, I'm not going to miss my precinct meeting, and I am not going to forego my attempt to become an EC just because the lieutenant governor says that there are splinter groups that are, you know, getting in the way. It was upsetting to hear that. It really was. But that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing, because of that. So
yeah, I mean, I really didn't get what she was talking about, because I didn't know about the meeting coming up. Saturday wasn't part of whatever. So it's a group of people, and where are they? Are they throughout the whole state? Is it yeah. or just here?
Yeah. No, it's throughout the whole state, and this was just, you know, our meetings are coming up in a week. Or two, depending on where you live. In Horry County, there are meetings. So we're trying to get folks to know when those meetings are, should they wish to become more involved.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Listen, from everything I experienced, the folks that were running this are American patriots who care very much about this country. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to be there, and I was happy to speak to my neighbors. I was happy to speak to my neighbors about how this is important and how it works and how it allows us to not only focus on election integrity, which is my first issue that I want to focus on, but also allows us to make sure the candidates that are running are representative of their constituents. That is so important. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen often. It just doesn't. And we need to stop that, because you're representing the people that live in your district. You're not representing, you know, special interest groups and all the other nonsense that goes on. And it's time for this to change. It really is. And we're at a precipice right now where we have a critical mass of people who want that to change. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to get involved. And if there's a group that can shepherd that, then everybody should be excited about it. Nobody should be calling it splinter groups or anything like that. And I think if you take a step back and look at the numbers, there were about 125 people there Saturday. Mm-hmm. If you look at the numbers, it's not a splinter group, it's the mass. So they should probably try to embrace that rather than push it away. It's just going to make it even worse.
Yeah, I mean, are the positions open for the Horry County party? I mean, are they selecting chair people again? And
yep, that's what this is all about. First you do in your county, then you go mm-hmm. to your state, and then it's national, and that's how it works. Okay. Every 2 years they do this, and then every 4 years. So
one of the issues with this whole thing, and I'm just speaking from my perspective, is I don't even understand what an executive committeeman does, and you don't want to get yourself involved in something where you're going to have to be places, and maybe you can't do that. I mean, is there any place that you can direct people to find out more about it?
Well, at my SCGOP, there is a lot of information for folks, and if you can find it, because they like to hide things, because this is what I found, mm-hmm. you can go to the state GOP website and try your best to look in there for how you can get involved and what the roles are and everything. But they don't tell you. They don't tell you how to get involved, Liz. They don't tell you where to be. They ask you to volunteer, but never do they tell you that you can actually step up and have a leadership role. And that is, let's just be honest, is by design. They do not want you, the little person, to come into the GOP and start to have any sway. They don't want it. And mm-hmm. that's why we're seeing this sort of, sentiment that's coming from the existing structure right now. And I think it's a stupid move. If I were those people, instead of doing that, I would be reaching out to see how I could work with this influx of amazingly passionate mm-hmm. group that wants to help. They want to help. So mm-hmm.
Well, basically it sounds like they're afraid that somebody's going to knock down their house of cards is basically what it sounds like to me. Let's call a spade a spade.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And, so the more eyes and passionate people that come in there, you know, they're scared. They're scared what might happen. And
I don't want to assign motivations to anyone, because I don't know that, you know what I mean? But it does absolutely appear that way. So if that's not the case, perhaps a position, a strategy shift is in order for that.
And one of the things I remember, I remember when your name is on a list to become some kind of a delegate or whatever it is, committeeman, you have to walk around and get people to vote for you. I mean, it's like a weird thing.
Yep.
So it's an uncomfortable thing to be part of. And I think that probably stopped a lot of people in the past, because they felt like they're just outnumbered and no one's paying attention. Like you said, no one's putting their arm around you and welcoming you into the party. But if you want a voice, you know, it's good to grow, to join in with a group of other people that want the same thing you want. And then maybe you can do it together, and you go in there and you get the information you need to make an impact.
That's exactly right. If we want to continue to see a Mitch McConnell voting for every Democrat nominee, like the AG, Merrick Garland, that's up there right now, and disparaging the ideas of millions and millions and millions of Americans, then just stay home. But if you want to change that and make government representative again, then I think that getting involved is a really good idea, especially down to the town council level, Liz, right?
Yeah.
Because that's an important role, the town council. They're an important group of people. They make important decisions for your local neighborhood. Why shouldn't you be involved in that?
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't you? The sheer suggestion that you should just stay home and let us take care of it. You don't belong here. You know, this isn't a club for you. That's the way it's been for decades and decades now, and people are done with that. And instead of shunning people, try embracing them, because it's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to make things worse. It's just going to make things nasty. And who wants that?
And
nobody.
The other thing that really bothers me, and we're talking to Tracy Beans from Uncover DC, is why are some of these local governments not, you know, running on party line? You know,
I want to know
who I'm voting for. I want to know who I'm voting for.
Agreed. It makes it impossible to know. And the issues they list don't let you know either. And that, again, that too is by design. And so this stuff needs to change. It needs to change. It's not right. It's not fair. And, you know, it's just, even from a journalism standpoint, which is what I do, you know, look, if I were to be trying to cover a story and I couldn't find out any information about who people are, what their votes have been, what they've decided to do, what actions they've taken, you know, the meetings are closed now. Like, you could barely, you barely know when they are. You can't listen in. This is tyranny. This is not representative government. It's just not. And it just needs to change. It just needs to change. I don't know. How do you argue with this, Liz, if you're on, you know, the side of the people who think it's like an insurgency or some other stupid word that I've been. How do you argue what we're asking for? How?
I don't know. You know what? Sunlight cures all. So hopefully this will, you know, when you open up the doors and windows and let the sun shine in, that's what they're afraid of. That's why they keep everything closed. I don't know what they're afraid of, the losing control or losing the way things used to be. Who knows?
What if this happens, the reorg goes well and everybody gets their positions and we get in there, and what if we look around and say, wow, you know what? These guys have been running a tight ship. This is fantastic. What happens if that happens? If it's the same thing with election transparency.
Mm-hmm.
These states don't want recounts. They don't want anyone to know what those ballots say, the paper backup. Why not? If everything is on the up and up, why don't you want somebody to be able to come in and take a look?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it myself. If I were in a leadership position right now within the South Carolina GOP, I would be working with all of these new people and saying, okay, great, guys, we needed you.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be awesome. Here's what you can do. Do this. Come in this position. We have an empty seat here. Fill it. We need this candidate to be on the ballot. Help us campaign and door knock. Here's some signs. You know, that's not happening. It's like a big club and you ain't in it.
Well, especially because they're always in bed with the incumbents. And if you want change, that's not what incumbent means. Incumbent means you just stick with the same. And that's who they're beholden to, it seems.
You know, agreed. And this is what happened when I lived on Long Island. We did this very thing. And guess what happened? Lee Zeldin got elected to the House because of it. You know,
and you worked on his campaign.
I didn't work on his campaign. I was like, you know, just facilitating grassroots and meet and greets and stuff like that. But I wasn't on his campaign.
Okay.
But look, the incumbents are not really that great a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm giving guidance to anyone from an activism standpoint, I say try to see who the GOP would not support. Go interview that person and see what their campaign platform was, and then support that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you know who was not the person that was going to come in there and just play ball. And, you know, that happens sometimes where somebody will primary. It's not going to work anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's either you ignore it and it gets worse, the problem, or you embrace the people that are trying to make positive change and work with them. And it's not going away, Liz. It's not.
The other thing I always like to do is, if you don't know who the incumbent is, like if you don't even know who your councilman is, if you don't know, then obviously they're not doing a good job. Because if you don't know who they are, how could they be speaking for you? You know?
That's exactly correct. And, you know, there are great people inside of South Carolina government right now. There are. But there are also people that do not represent the values of their constituents, and they don't vote that way, and they seem to be untouchable. And I'm finished with that. And so many people are who wants a representative that doesn't represent them, and you know, seems to be impenetrable, mm-hmm. where you can't even work with them. They're beholden to some special interest somewhere.
Well, the bottom line is if you want to help President Trump, and if you want to help America first, this is how you can do it. And it starts at home. That's the only way you can make change, so that as the government, you know, goes up the line, because the person you elect for your school board chairman, they can be your congressman, just like we have right now. You know, he went from Horry County chairman, school chairman, to our congressman who just voted against Trump. So you tell me, you know, where do you start? Right here at home. That's where, you know, that's the breeding ground for who we send to Washington.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want your school in Horry County to be open without plexiglass barriers mm-hmm. between your kids, my kids have to go into school now and sit in plexiglass boxes. Okay.
Yeah.
If you voted, you know, if you ran for local school board and you got your friends to run for local school board and you looked at science and made decisions based on that,
right,
you wouldn't have to deal with something like that right now. Or maybe we never would have closed down school. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so it really is hyper-local, and people can be upset about that if they want, or they can say, you know what, we have information that might, you know, change their mind on X position. Let's give it to them and be transparent about it. That's not happening, and it's a shame. It really is a shame. So the I guess the point is that it's not going to go away, regardless of who is it's the cat's out of the bag.
Mm-hmm.
There are a mass of people who are interested in doing this and will be doing it. So I guess what I'm saying is that the current GOP can either take that and work with it, or they can continue to do what they're doing. And, you know, we have numbers. So there's that.
You know, Tracy, what was the website you mentioned before, that where people can go to get actual information about the reorg?
It's myscgop.com.
Okay, very good. And of course, they can follow you on uncoverdc.com. And of course, you said Linktree is where you can go to find all your social media.
Linktree.com/uncoverDC. Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Tracy. You had a ton of information for us, and we really appreciate it. Have a great time, and tell the Donald we said hello. Tell him we love him.
I will. Thank you so much, Liz.
All right. Can't wait to see pictures and hear what you had to say. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye. It is 8:29 on the Liz Calloway Show. We ran late with that interview, but we had to get a lot of information out. So let's take a quick break and... you have something to add from PCRXComputers.com text line?
Yeah, actually, thanks to Tim, the car detail guy. He clued me in on a big traffic jam, and then I found out the reason by going on to SCDOT. There is a crash on 22 heading into, I guess, the North Myrtle Beach area as I look at this map. Yes. Traffic is backed up for, it looks like, a couple of miles.
Oh, dear.
Heading into North Myrtle Beach, again, that's on 22. That would be the right lane. Heading into the beach area, like just before Briarcliff Acres, you know, on 17, all that. You know where it is. I'm going to dig into this a little more, find out what the deal is, and we'll give you a traffic update. But just to keep you abreast of the situation, try to avoid that area if you can, because it looks bad.
Oh, boy.
Really bad. So we'll take a look at it.
All right. Let's check in with WMBF News.
Informative. Liz Calloway. Engaging. Nick Summers. The Liz Calloway Show. Talk 94.5.